This here's my farm. It's about 10 miles over the mountain to Bennington from here, as the crow flies. If you ain't a crow, it's a good 18 miles by Shank's mare around Wilmington way. Yeah, I've been farming this place for maybe 20 years now. Raised some wheat, little corn, Injun squash, pumpkins, and tapping the maple trees in the spring for sugar. Ain't a bad farm. Little up and down hill, but it's mine. Free, clear, and fee simple, and locked in the old tin box. Of course, there was some said we'd never win against the lawyers and the soldiers, but that's because they didn't know New Englanders.
This is Inheritance, presented by the National Broadcasting Company in cooperation with the American Legion. Stories out of the great fabric of visions, struggles, and accomplishments of the American past. Stories of our inheritance.
I'm Jethro Wheelock. I go to town meeting every year and vote, regular as clockwork, about the same as most any other farmer in Vermont. Things ain't so bad now. Prices going up, and of course the farmer takes the beat of that, just like always. I can't say as I hold much with what Congress is doing, but then it could be worse. Yes, sir, this year of 1787... it don't look like a half-bad year. It was most 15 years ago that things was really popping in Vermont. Only it wasn't Vermont then. That was for the Revolution. It was the New Hampshire Grants. Then it was wide open territory. Yes, sir. In them days, a fella, he had room to stretch and swing an axe. That's what I was doing when them fellas from York State, New York Province was then, they come out of the woods, slick as goose grease. One more stroke and there she goes.
Hey, look out! Hey there, you, what are you trying to do, murder us? You all right, Charlie?
A little scratch, that's all.
What's the idea? You like to kill us.
Well, now, when I set out to fell that tree, there wasn't but a handful of rabbits in that brush.
I ain't no rabbit.
No, you're right, you ain't. It was the length of your ears that fooled me.
What's he talking about?
Never mind. You the tenant on this land?
Nope.
What are you doing then, poaching timber?
No.
Well, you cut that tree down, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, if that ain't poaching, what is?
It ain't poaching because it's my farm.
But you said you weren't the tenant.
I ain't. This is my land.
Your land?
You got trouble with your hearing, Johnny? I say it's my land. I bought it from Moses Robinson down to Bennington.
Oh, a New Hampshire title, huh?
Well, it's the New Hampshire Grants, ain't it?
That's a good question. All right, Charlie, break out the glass.
I hope the lens didn't crack when I dropped the pack. No, she's all right.
Say, what are you two fellas aiming to do?
We're running a survey line. Last mark was that lone pine tree on the top of the hill. Get the plumb lob hanging straight this time, Charlie. Downage, it had the bob sitting on the stump last time. Took a reading before I noticed it and like to set out to Canada.
Why don't you?
What?
Set out for Canada.
That's what I thought you said.
Say, maybe you better get off my land.
Maybe you don't know who we are.
And maybe I don't rightly care. But just for the sake of argument, who are you?
We're from the Board of Survey Bureau. Got my papers right here. Mark the provincial seal.
That's the York Province seal.
What else do you expect, Virginia? Go on out and cut that brush down, Charlie. We'll never get a line of sight.
All right.
What's a Yorker doing running a survey line in the Hampshire Grants?
You're a good 40 miles off, neighbor. This here's York territory.
Oh, you talk like you ain't got the sense to pour water out of a boot. Why, the York line's way over west of Bennington.
That isn't what they say in Albany. New York goes clear to the west bank of the Connecticut River.
What? That's as far as Brattleboro.
Wouldn't be a bit surprised. Get them berry bushes out of the way, Charlie.
All right.
You fellas are clear off your heads. No Yorker surveyor's got a right to run a line in the Grants. This is my land, I tell you. I bought it with good hard sterling. So you get off my farm hell-bent and crooked.
Are you threatening me?
I ain't threatening you, I'm telling you. If you ain't off my place inside of 10 minutes, I'm going to take this axe to you and clean bust your haslet out.
Hey, put down that axe. You can't defy the duly constituted authority of the Royal Province of New York.
Maybe not, but I can sure split you from top to bottom. Now you go on and get... And them two Yorkers, they hightailed it down the road like the mill tail of thunder. And I went back to clearing trees. Well, I didn't hear no more about that survey line and the York province or nothing till a couple of weeks later I rode over Bennington way. And it was in the tap room at the Catamount Tavern that I heard the talk about the Yorkers.
Where's your penny? No penny, no rum. Yes, Eben?
Well, sir, they rid up to my place on them fine spanking horses and asked me to help them cut stakes for the survey.
What'd you tell them, Eben?
I told them to cut one stick of wood on my land. I'd set the hounds on them if he was the Royal Governor of York Province himself.
Oh! You run into Yorker surveyors, Eben?
Aye, they've been going through the whole township.
Hi, Jethro.
Hi, Winfield. Tanker to Jamaica over here.
All right, get myself.
Well, I had two of them on my place a couple of weeks back. Say, something crooked back there in Albany. Them Yorkers ain't going to send survey teams out here to the grants for naught.
They're claiming the land.
Tain't New York land. New York land's west of here.
That's what you say, neighbor, and that's what I say. But it ain't what the court in Albany's going to say.
I don't take no heed of courts of law in Albany.
You will if they make a claim on the grants and make it stand up clear back to London.
They don't signify none. We're farming the land. We're living on it. We got good clear title from Governor Wentworth of New Hampshire. That ought to be good enough for any court.
Neighbor, you may be turning a little gray in the hair, but when it comes to land titles, you don't know enough to lapse on.
Go on now, Eben Putnam. You go bag your head.
Here's your Jamaica, Jethro.
I know what I'm talking about. Did you ever tangle with a Yorker lawyer? They're slim and sly. They wear a long black coat to cover up their tails and hoofs. They cut their teeth on law books, and they spend their whole life figuring out how to get the land away from farmers, hand it over on a silver platter to them landlords. A Yorker lawyer is so low he can walk under a snake's belly on stilts, wearing a cocked hat to the plume, and he wouldn't even tickle a snake. According to York law, this whole province belongs to one of them patentees, Phillips or Livingston or Van Rensselaer.
Well, but they ain't farmers. They're from Albany.
Of course they ain't farmers. But they got the land. Every one of them's got more York province land than half the kings of Europe. Swindled out of the Indians. Bought maybe 1,000 acres, and before the lawyers got through with the grant, turned out to be maybe 20,000 or 50,000. Didn't I tell you about them Yorker lawyers? They're sly.
Hold on, Eben. Save your breath to cool your porridge. Don't matter none what some law court does over by the Hudson's River. They can't take our land away.
Maybe you think they can't. You ain't never seen the redcoats come through a district, have you?
The British regulars?
I seen them over in York State, called out to put down rent riots, burn farms, haul men off to jail. You'll sing a different tune of them Yorkers and the redcoats.
Yep. A man can't stand up against the whole British army, that's a fact.
I say you can't let them get a start. Run them surveyors off the land. Throw them York sheriffs back across the line as fast as they come over. If they want my land, they've got to come over and fight for it.
Well, now I ain't a troublesome man. I'll stand more on ground, but I ain't troublesome. The law's the law. And if my title ain't no good, well, maybe we'd best swallow and get a title just as good from York province.
Jethro Wheelock, if you was to shake your head, likely it'd rattle. You ain't going to get no title under York law. They don't hold with farmers owning the land.
But that don't make sense.
Of course it don't. I say fight 'em.
Well, now I say maybe you better think it over. I like to find out for myself. Now, I ain't one to be rushed in anything, especially if it's a fight. I don't hold much with Yorkers. I heard a few tales myself, but the law's the law. A man who set himself up against the court of justice, he better be mighty sure of what he's doing. So, when a month later I figured on taking a load of furs in the market, I packed them clear to Albany to see for myself. I was riding my horseback towards the line when I run into this carriage, hub deep in mud to the side of the road. Whoa, whoa there, whoa, whoa. Hello there. Anybody there?
Who's that? Who's there?
Just a passerby, ma'am. Well, are you in some trouble?
Who are you?
My name is Wheelock, ma'am. Jethro Wheelock. Looks like your carriage ain't going much of anywheres for a spell.
Did you see my groom pass a time ago? I sent him back to Livingston Manor to get assistance.
Why, I see a fella sitting under a tree, right cozy, with a stone jug about 3 miles back. Had a blue coat on and fancy pink breeches.
You mean he was imbibing?
Ma'am, he was taking on booze fuzzle quick enough so it was like to run out of his ears. Now, if you're waiting on him to get help for you, you've got a cold, sorry wait.
See here, would you like to earn some money?
I might.
Would you ride back to Livingston Manor and call for help?
Well, I might.
I'll pay you.
Oh, I don't reckon a man ought to be paid for helping a stranger in trouble on the road.
You don't want any money. I don't understand. You're not a gentleman.
No, I don't expect I am. Maybe I ought to build you a little fire, ma'am. You must be right cold.
Oh, I am, and I've been riding since morning.
And I expect you're hungry.
Well, I would rather not discuss such an indelicate subject.
I don't know as I blame you. Here, ma'am, you come out of that carriage now.
Oh, don't touch me.
Well, I was only trying to help you out, ma'am.
I will manage, thank you. I cannot bear to be touched.
Well, mind the mud there. Here, I'll just swing you over.
Oh, put me down. No, you beast.
Easy, ma'am.
Put me down. Put me down, you foul-smelling peasant.
Well, in that case, ma'am, I'll put you right down.
Oh, you dropped me in the mud. You...
Peasant, ma'am, peasant. Foul-smelling peasant.
Oh, I'll have you whipped. I'll have you evicted. Whose tenant are you? Who is your master? I'll have him teach you manners to your betters.
My master?
Under whose will do you hold your land?
Well, now I reckon you might say God Almighty.
Insolent rogue. Are you a tenant on the Phillips patent? Oh, I shall have you out of house and land within a fortnight.
Here, ma'am, let me help you over to the roadside.
Don't touch me again.
All right, ma'am. I'll just gather some kindling and strike a fire for you.
Oh, please don't leave me. It's getting dark.
I'm just picking up some twigs, ma'am. Now, I'll get flint and steel and have a fire going pretty soon.
Do immediately.
That's what I said, ma'am. You're a Yorker, ain't you, ma'am?
You will address me as my lady.
Oh, don't tell me one of them lords from England has left his wife wandering around north of Albany.
No, but on my manor, I am accustomed to being addressed with the respect due my position.
Just what is your position, my lady?
I'm the wife of the patentee.
Oh, your man owns a good piece of land, eh?
Our estate is over 100,000 acres.
That's a good day's plowing.
Well, do you have the effrontery to suggest that my husband is a common plowman?
I got the fire going now. There she comes. Could you really have me throwed off my land, assuming that I was a tenant of yours or of one of your friends?
Naturally. The lease is at our pleasure.
Even if I'd been on the farm for maybe 15, 20 years?
Of course.
Supposing I didn't want to get off.
Well, then, naturally, the writ of ejectment would be served and you would be forced off your land. If you refused, then you would be in violation of the law.
Mm-hmm. How about my stock, my buildings?
Well, they would be seized for your debt.
I reckon then I better talk polite to you. Maybe bow a little bit, eh?
Well, I think it would be most proper. If the lower classes are not to show respect for their masters, what will this country come to?
That is a fair question, ma'am.
Well, now, I am glad to see that I was mistaken in you. First, I thought you were one of those infidel New England levelers.
levelers, ma'am?
I have heard my husband speak of it often. The pernicious and evil doctrine that all classes of men are... Oh, I blush to use the word... are equal.
Don't mind me, ma'am.
Here in New York province, at least, we are determined to erect the society built on the divine word.
Which divine word did you have in mind?
Well, there is but one. The few of property and birth rule. The rest exist to serve them. Do you not agree?
I'm thinking on it.
It is my firm opinion that the holding of such monstrous doctrines as the levelers profess is treason and should be punished by the king's law. Why, would you believe it? I have heard those pious, canting Yankees incite honest, humble tenants against their rightful masters. But they were soon put down, I can assure you.
I'm glad to hear that, ma'am. You don't feel, then, that a farmer ought to hold his piece of land in fee simple?
You mean each peasant own his own land?
Except for the common land set aside to support school.
School? You mean to teach the tenants their letters? Oh, you really are quite amusing.
I'm beginning to appreciate that, ma'am. What about the New Hampshire grants? Have you heard any talk of them?
Of course. The claim is already in court at Albany.
And you figure the courts will rule for York?
Why not? The law is on our side, and the judges are men of good sense, many of whom have large claims in the New Hampshire grants, and so can easily see the truth and equity in the New York claims.
Yes, I can see where they might. Well, ma'am, the fire's going good now. It's been a real pleasure talking to you.
And will you tell them at Livingston Manor to send help immediately?
I'll do that, ma'am, and thank you again for talking to me.
Don't mention it, my good man. I am always willing to explain the proper view of society to anyone.
Yes, I see the lady rescued and I headed home. And on the way, I dropped by the Catamount Tavern. That was when I rode back past Bennington. And when I got there was a meeting of all the farmers from up to Arlington. And there was one man haranguing and swinging his hands and shouting fit to bring the chimney stones down. I asked my neighbor who he was.
That's Ethan Allen. Him and his brother Ira lead the Green Mountain Boys. Don't you know?
I've been away, neighbor.
I tell you, well, there's one drop of blood worthy of the name in the Hampshire grants. I swear no Yorker sheriff, no York court will hold 1 inch of land. Yeah. Be ready. Have your rifle clean and the powder dry. And when the call comes, drop your hand from the plow and ride. Now, all of you that are with us, come forward and give your name.
He sure does talk up a storm, don't he?
That ain't nothing. He's cold sober. Well, how about it, neighbor Jethro? Are you with us now? Have you seen enough of the Yorker would-be lords and ladies?
I've seen my share. I'd as soon live under the French. I'll give the land back to the Indians as live under York law.
He's taking names down, Jethro. You're going to give Ethan Allen your name?
I tell you, neighbor, I've talked to Yorker farmers who are afeard to build a shed for a pig or mend a roof that leaks. Because if they do, mind you, sure as thunder sours milk, the landlord will evict him to get the profit of a sale with improvements.
Yes.
I hear tell of water rights, mill rights, enforced work, perpetual rent, and rights with Latin names that I can't even remember. They aim to make this here new world worse than the old one. They got a good start on it over in York. I don't aim to see them add my land to it. Yeah. Here, get out of my way. Allen, you can take my name. Wheelock.
Wheelock.
Jethro Wheelock. And that's how they started the Green Mountain Boys. The Yorkers called us bandits and rioters and vagabonds. But we wasn't. We was farmers. Mostly men with families who aim to see the children learn to read and write and cipher, who aim to hold the land free and clear and not at the pleasure of some lord who owned more land than a man could ride around in a month. We'd be plowing or hoeing or cutting timber and the word would come, And inside of a day, maybe 200 men would be gathered.
All right, you men, stand fast now. Here they come.
A lot of meeting.
That's the Yorker militia. Farmers just like the rest of you. They ain't gonna do no shooting. It's no skin off from their teeth who owns land in the Hampshire Grants.
Here comes the Yorkshire sheriff.
Looks a little surprised, don't he?
Halt! Stand there.
What's the idea? What does this mean?
What's your business here?
I'm an officer of the King's Peace.
You're a yellow-livered weasel, that's what you are.
I call on you in the name of the king to disperse and go to your homes at once.
We'll go back to our homes just as soon as you go back to yours. There'll be no New York writs of ejection served here. Get him, boys!
There wasn't nobody killed. We was careful about that. There was men roughed up and beat, maybe even whipped. But there wasn't nobody killed. It was Allen figured that out.
The key issue, gentlemen, is whether the Yorkers can get the royal governor to order out the regular troops. If he does, we'll be hunted down in the hills like outlaws. But if they have to depend on the militia, then we're safe. The New York militia will not march to add one acre to the landlord's estates. So be careful, boys. No acts of treason, no violence against the crown, and no murder.
Of course, them Yorkers, they tried to get the British regulars out. They sent a deputation down to New York City where the British military governor sat.
Milord, I urge you to consider the benefit to His Majesty's government of a prosperous and loyal province administered by men of substance and worth. We are endeavoring to erect here a society based on the age-old precept of our mother country, where stability is guaranteed by the rule of men with an interest and stake in maintaining order.
Mr. Duane, I'm not English, as you know. I'm Swiss. I'm a professional soldier. My allegiance is to my military orders. They do not include backing the land claims of one royal province against another.
But, sir, the courts of rule...
My predecessor, I remember, once removed several judges of the New York courts for ruling on land claims in which they were personally involved.
General, do you propose to allow armed brigands to mock the king's peace?
Have you ever traveled through the New England colonies?
Well, I've been to Boston.
They are interesting men. Stubborn, even a little sour. It reminded me of the farmers of the Cantons when I was a boy. And they, too, were stiff-necked, independent. I remember one old man near Zurich who... Oh, I'm boring you.
I must have an answer for the Council General.
Well, tell them the British Army is not interested in chasing a few vagabonds and rioters through your mountains. You have your militia. Keep your own peace. Zurich, I haven't thought of that in years.
Well, the governor of New York, he offered a reward of £20 on the head of Ethan Allen. And there was one night, Ethan rode over to Albany into the biggest tavern in the town.
Here, potboy! Potboy!
Yes, sir!
I'm Ethan Allen, and I rode 100 miles to get a drink of good Albany rum, so let's
yes,
have...
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Here you are, sir.
Ah. Here's to the Green Mountain boys, and death and confusion to the Yorker landlords. Ah. Now listen, all of you. Those Yorker lawyers got reward out for me. Well, mark this. I'm offering a reward of £20 for the arrest of the Attorney General of New York. I'll pay any man who delivers him to me dead or alive in the Hampshire Grants. And you can tell him for Ethan Allen that the province of New York serves rotten rum.
And it went on for years. The riding in the night and the lawing in the courts. What ended it? Well, in a manner of speaking, a shot. But it wasn't a rifle fired in the Hampshire Grants.
Whoa! Ho! 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 Where's Ethan Allen? Somebody get him.
What is this, Seth?
The redcoats.
They fired on the militia down in Massachusetts, someplace called Lexington. Somebody get Ethan Allardyce here. Tell it's a regular war.
Of course it was. A good long war. Too long. But then any war is too long. But it was worth it, I reckon. Because after it was over, there was the Hampshire Grants knocking on the door of the 13 colonies. The Republic of Vermont we was for a while, and then a state. There wasn't no more York sheriffs to come across the line with the writs of ejectment, and there wasn't no New York landlords to set up no estates. Not in Vermont. Of course, I hear tell over in New York State now, in this year of 1787, the tenants still ain't got no more rights than a rabbit. But I reckon we Vermonters showed them the way. I figure, in the long run, it's going to be the freehold farmer and the ideas of them pernicious levelers that I hear tell about that last in this country. If you ask me, it's a different kind of soil from Europe. Some things take and grow, and some don't. Freedom grows, and education, and the idea that one man is as good as another. But the ideas them Yorker landlords had, they don't grow at all. Not in this soil. Not for long, they don't.
You have been listening to Inheritance, presented by the National Broadcasting Company in cooperation with the American Legion. And now it's our privilege to hear from a past National Commander of the Legion, from Chicago, Mr. Edward A. Hayes.
This past week, intensive national attention has been given to highway safety, a most important subject for our consideration. Are you aware that vehicle accidents led the list last year as the nation's number one killer, with a traffic death toll of 38,300? The Americanism Commission of the American Legion maintains a standing accident prevention committee which concerns itself with activating safety programs on the national, state, and community level, and with publishing and distributing information concerning this vital subject. The American Legion membership cooperates with other existing organizations, such as the National Safety Council, and with all established traffic authorities, realizing that public safety is a cooperative, not a competitive concern. Legion posts throughout the country have adopted various programs designed to reduce the accident rate. These include driving classes and other such educational measures, bicycle safety campaigns, organization of school safety patrols, and post-donated contributions of special accident prevention signs at danger spots in various communities. Our American inheritance is one of citizen cooperation for common goals. The problem of reducing the frightful loss of life caused annually by motor accidents can be solved if the American people will actively cooperate in observing safety rules. The American Legion urges, 1, the study and review of traffic rules and regulations. 2, careful observance of these rules. Let's keep America's streets and highways safe for America's citizens.
Thank you, Mr. Hayes. Next week, Inheritance will take you on another journey through the pages of American history. Today's story was written by Ernest Canoy. Special music was written and conducted by Roy Shield. Parker Fenley was featured as Jethro Wheeler. Inheritance was produced by Wade Arnold and directed by Edward King. This is Bill McCord speaking.
Enjoy fine variety entertainment on the Dennis Day Show on NBC.